Next, we bring you letters from the evening news, which this week comment on our energy needs, the NHS, and the photographing of a magnificent event. First of all, if we want fewer solar farms, then we need to use less energy, comments Steve McKinder of Denver. While the febrile solar farm atmosphere hots up on the letters page and various voices extend their opinions and expertise to the rest of us, could I gently point to the brightly glowing electric elephant in the room, which is the germane to the eco-debate about the use of local farmland for solar panels. We're told we have a target of 100% electricity renewables by 2035. And while we're all very aware of the need to reduce our fossil fuel consumption, I'm not seeing evidence of any great reduction in our personal profligate use of electricity. Who's leaving phone charges on 24/7 when there's nothing connected to it? Television left on standby in the wee small hours? Spare freezer running in the garage with four chalk ices in it? Count the number of light bulbs in your home, office or factory and see how many are really needed and how many light empty rooms. Miles and miles of highways lit up like Christmas trees all night. We're wasting billions of watts or amps or whatever every day without a second thought. And while we're writing shrill or indignant letters about the dreadful loss of farmland, we're studiously ignoring the reasons for it. Us. We aren't trying hard enough to use less energy of all kinds until it really impacts on all our wallets and our consciences. I fear the spectre of thousands of acres of vile double-glazed fields is unavoidable.
Nuclear is better than solar, writes Nicholas Dixie of Mundham. Those of us with the ability to have a long memory will remember cars sporting a sticker in the shape of a smiling sun with the message, "Nuclear power? No thanks." Right now it should read, "Yes, please." Covering overproductive farmland with solar panels is ludicrous. They would produce massive amounts of power at the wrong time of day. The storage of electricity is an issue that is yet to be satisfactorily solved, and that is as much of a problem as its generation. If you want solar panels in volume, then sacrificing food production capacity, fields, for this is mad when so many acres of domestic and commercial roofing go uncovered. The new mini nuclear reactors are surely a better bet for electricity generation. Although the waste is difficult, as a country, we have great experience of safely handling it, so that's not a rational objection. If we want carbon neutral energy, which we should, going nuclear comfortably looks like the best bet.
Julian Evans of Hingham writes of first-class treatment. Having to attend the oral clinic at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital over the past few months for diagnosis and then a minor operation and biopsy following a referral from my dentist, I would like to convey my experience as exceptional from start to finish. Every time I was seen ahead of the appointment slot, which enabled me to exit the car park with no charge, the staff, from reception to clinicians and nurses, were outstanding, polite and friendly. Wonderful to have a positive NHS experience instead of the negative view we sometimes get.
And our final letter comes from Ian Carstairs of Halston, who wonders if we have history's most photographed event. Last week's display of the Northern Lights was indeed spectacular, and this led me to ponder whether, with recent widespread ownership of quality camera phones, a much publicised major geomagnetic storm across Europe and North America, and huge public fascination with the phenomenon that is the aurora, whether this might have been the most photographed single event in history. Any other contenders?